You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal, John DeLuna. This is New Soundwave 45.
Seven.
Right there.
47.
Seven. Good Seven. God. Where's the time
go? Third week in a row you've called it 45, and only
My
one of the
goodness.
Times.
Well, you know what?
It's midlife crisis.
That's for sure.
Yeah, 45. You hold it at like 45.
Age. It's midlife crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh, wait, right. The show's not going to slow down and lose its hair, get fat. Buy a Corvette.
I haven't bought the Corvette yet, but
well, I mean,
we're already in the area of deniability of episode numbers. So
yeah.
So tune in.
Wait, isn't
next
it coming
week
up on like the first like year anniversary or something?
Actually, yeah, we are approaching the 1 year. Actually, considering that there are weeks when we stop doing this show, it's
we
entirely
past 1 year.
Yeah,
I think we started doing the show in October.
Okay.
No.
Awesome.
Well, it's not quite October then. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Birthday party. Yay.
Yes, don't you see if I numbered the episode clown that I put up there.
New Soundwave, RFC's Confused Child. How old are you?
That's in case you guys don't know, this is New Soundwave.
The video game show.
All about video games.
New Soundwave is the podcast that does not know what direction it wants to take in life.
Yes, it does.
Right now, it's in the goth phase.
Sort of, kind of, I guess.
Right now, they're doing video games.
It's doing pretty good with the video game thing right now. Hopefully that'll stick.
We go through our phases. But
yes,
hopefully
that's going to be golf next week.
Speaking of video games, so as usual, we're going to run through the news. Let's see, what do we got here? We got a little bit of 3DS news, some fighting game news, guitar pro mode in Rock Band news, a juicy rumor with Marvel vs. Capcom 3, speaking of fighting news. Some stuff on the Wii, the Kinect, and then a pretty good topic for the week, I think. We're going to talk about gaming mags, the golden age of gaming mags, and then maybe talk about the interesting state of magazines today. So, without further ado, let's kind of dive into the news. The 3DS, some details have come out, including the final design, which looks a little different than what was shown at E3, but for the most part, it's exactly what you expect.
Yeah.
It's like the DS with a few extra bells and whistles on it. we have a release date. In Japan, it's going to be February 26th, and it's a March release for the United States. And Japan, it's going to cost about $300. Mm-hmm. So
it'll probably cost more here.
Good luck with that. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yen's more than U.S. dollar now, isn't it?
But it's made there.
Point.
Wait, the U.S. dollar is made in Japan?
No.
Well,
they're outsourcing now because they can't afford to make the U.S.
Yes,
dollar.
That's true. Japan came up with a better process to do it, so they're making it now, yeah.
Right. They are now the U.S. mint.
Well, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
May as well. They're outsourcing everything else.
I'm a video game podcast, not political podcast.
Where do you think XV is?
Yeah.
we're taking votes right now. So on 3DS, you know, we've gotten like little tidbits, and we're actually getting kind of, frankly, deluged with video game trailers. There's some game shots of Street Fighter 4. We've had, you know, some other stuff come out. Is anybody getting increasingly jazzed about this?
I want one desperately.
No.
Desperately.
I don't know.
3DS. Like I've said multiple times, I have not owned a handheld gaming system since classic Game Boy, so...
You failed.
Yeah,
I never owned a handheld.
You're like anti-rock.
I bought it for like... I mean, the classic Game Boy that I bought was on clearance at a Woolworths before they were actually completely dissolved from the entire country. And so I can't say I'm exactly a handheld gaming fan.
It came out when I was in sixth grade.
What'd you say, XV?
How much was it on clearance for?
$1.50.
I think it was like $25, $30.
I think that's what I paid for mine at Kmart.
Yeah, no, the 3DS is, you know, I don't care if it's 3D. It's Nintendo's new handheld. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, I have no doubt it will be amazing because, I mean, my girlfriend has the DS, and I think sweet.
You know, the DS is the greatest gaming console ever, and it just recently beat out the Nintendo Game Boy SP, which was the greatest gaming console ever. And I'm
now,
certain
is it the DS? Is it the DS
in general? Lite?
The complete DS compatibility series.
Yeah.
Versus Game Boy SP, right?
Yeah, Game Boy Advance SP was like I love the Game Boy Advance SP, but the DS is without a doubt the better system.
Yeah, but, that thing is quite amazing, but I don't know. I haven't compelled myself to get one yet. Maybe I will.
I've been disappointed in the 3DS ever since it turned out to not be a DS with a third like leaf in the middle of it.
Why would you want that?
Three screens.
Why on earth would you want three screens?
That defeats the purpose of a 3DS.
I don't care. I want three screens because they've already done two.
No. With the name, you're thinking nine screens.
Yeah.
There's three DSs.
Wait, wouldn't that be six screens if it was three?
That would be ten. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Are any of you guys like turned off by the fact that it's 3D, or does that not matter?
That's
I heard,
pretty cool.
I think it's just a gimmick.
It's cool for a handheld.
Yeah.
I think it was E3. Some place had a hands-on with it, and basically, if you're not in exactly the right position relative to it, it doesn't look worth anything.
That's the case for any 3D.
For every 3D,
and it's got a sliding dial that takes it from like 2D to 3D. So
I think the 3D viewing angle.
So it doesn't have to be 3D the whole time, then.
Correct.
No, it doesn't. Oh. But I heard the 3D viewing angle is actually not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's so close to your face. I mean,
I will admit to being impressed that they worked out how to do a 3D effect without you having to wear anything.
Yeah, I was going to say
You
don't have to wear anything. You know, no eyepieces or anything.
And I'm all about gaming with no clothes.
And the thing, the thing is, it's so ridiculously powerful. The games look amazing.
Next up.
That is a good point. I don't know if enough is being made of that, frankly, by Nintendo.
I know.
To really, like, show everybody.
Street Fighter 4 looks
awesome.
This is like
a next-gen handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is the shiznit, people. Like, this is as good as... This is not...
It looks better than the Wii.
A new TV, a pair of glasses that only lasts for, like, 10 minutes and hurt your eyes after you take them off. And you can't do anything else except... play video games. Like, I'm looking at you, PlayStation 3 3D gaming. Mm-hmm. For DS, you just, you know, you can say, oh, I don't like this 3D anymore. Click, I'm done. I can turn it off.
That's the problem with the 3D movement in general. You know, you're kind of committed to it once you start watching something in 3D because of all the special equipment you have to have. You know, just the fact that you can do the 3DS in 3D by itself, that's an amazing achievement alone. The fact that they have put some kind of magic into it to make it such a powerful little system, otherwise, you know, I mean, I'm kind of floored, honestly.
Yeah. It's
awesome. All right, well, moving on to Rock Band news real quick. Hey, if you haven't noticed, nothing's free in video games anymore, especially like after you buy a game, it seems like it's more expensive. I don't know. So Rock Band 3, it's been announced that Pro mode for the guitar. It's going to cost you about $3 extra. And
I think it's a dollar extra.
It's a dollar, but when you factor in some other stuff, I think it actually is. It ends up like if you want to add a song and you want the pro mode for the song, yada yada yada. I mean, you're going to end up paying about $3.
And pro mode being the more advanced version of the guitar, where you can actually play the guitar.
Yes,
because it's more intricate. Yeah, you're basically paying for the functionality.
Yeah, more intricate, more interesting, all that stuff. Hey, speaking of handhelds, the PSP2 has not been announced yet, and aren't we all a flutter waiting for that announcement?
Sad trombone.
Sad trombone. But development kits have been sent out to the industry to prepare for this momentous day when we get a PSP2.
It's so momentous that the rest of the world is going to let a collective sigh.
And it's really sad. It's one of those things. It almost feels like, frankly, like Sega hardware back in the day, where it's like, this is like a dead man walking. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we bothering at this point?
Why?
Dreamcast.
I'm expecting more fanfare from when they put out a PSP game.
The thing is, though, I guess Sony just is attempting to beat this to a pulp and just hope that eventually, if they put out enough, people will feel sorry for them and they'll actually make games for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to say PSP was a moderate success, you can, I guess.
And you can say it's moderate failure just as easily.
Yeah.
By Sony standards, it's a failure.
Well, I mean, that's the glasses half full, half empty argument right there.
Yeah, well,
Konami
only
made one Castlevania for it.
Yeah, and they didn't. They really didn't. Yeah, they did make a new game. They did have a new front end for the game.
Yeah,
I am really waiting for Sony to announce that their PSP Go is a failure. So they're no longer. So your PSP Go is going to be phased out, and they're going to try a new format, and it'll be like everything will be shipped on another new proprietary SD card.
Or it'll be back to cartridges.
Yeah.
I
like cartridges.
What I'm waiting for them to do is say that the PSP Go is a failure, and basically, you've got a worthless little brick there because nothing you paid for is going to work anymore.
They're not going to turn it off.
I'll see you later.
They won't turn it off.
It'd be funny if they
did. No, I mean, they'll keep supporting it, but yeah, if you want to talk outright failures, PSP Go.
PSP
Go. Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of nostalgia real quick. Sonic the Hedgehog 4, please, for the love of God, don't suck. We've got release dates, and this is kind of convoluted, I'm going to be honest with you. So Sonic 4 is going to be released on the iTunes App Store on October 7th, then the Wii Store on October 11th, then the PlayStation Store on October 12th, and then the Xbox Store Arcade on October 13th. $15, no matter how you slice it, so that's simple. But as to why it's like a week of Sonic, don't get me. Don't ask me. All I know is please.
Can I tell you my theory? In rolling out software in the past, like internally, we usually stagger releases if we're expecting something to fail. So, Sega, are you expecting something to fail?
You mean someone got some humility over there at Sega?
Maybe they're just waiting for maybe they're just hoping that there's just going to be such a huge like amount of people who demand this software that they're going to try to, you know, keep people have product support and stuff like that. I'm just kind of surprised it's coming out for iTunes first.
Yeah, that's odd.
It's weird. That's an odd way of setting your priorities, but I don't know. Maybe that says something.
Considering I wasn't getting it day one, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I there's no reason I would get it over on the Wii before I would get it on the Xbox, which are my only two options.
I'll get it on a disc with about 1,000 other Sonic games at GameStop at $14 in 2 years.
Yeah,
but who buys? How many people buy $15 apps on iTunes?
Very few.
I don't know how many people buy $15 games. They buy stuff like golf course GPSs and things like
Super
that.
Monkey Ball.
Or carnival games.
Yeah. For $30? Nah, yeah. I don't think it's going to fly.
No, I don't know about iTunes and Android Marketplace. I don't think people buy $15 apps. It's just how it is.
Yeah, especially for like a Sonic game. Like a Sonic game reeks of $2. $4 maybe. I don't know. So, hey, real quick, 3DS detail, specifically Super Street Fighter 4. A trailer's come out. Looks okay. With the, it's kind of what you expect. It's Super Street Fighter 4 with slightly simplified graphics and a little bit of 3D thrown in. The interesting thing is, though, with Super Street Fighter 4 3D edition, is that it does take advantage of this kind of odd feature in the 3DS that is a tag feature. It's a passive feature. It basically means if you've got a 3DS and you walk past somebody who also has a 3DS, that your systems are going to interact. And in the case of Super Street Fighter 4, some passive fighting will take place.
That sounds creepy.
It sounds really odd.
What,
so
really creepy.
Yes, like when you sit down and fire up your system later in the day, you're going to have like a history of fights that took place in your backpack.
And your Ryu somehow lost HP.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah, you went like 0-16 for the day. It's going to suck. That's a bad day, people. On the other side of the fighting spectrum, Mortal Kombat, the big reboot, which has a lot of buzz around it. If you go after the show, if you go to themortalkombat.com, you will see a countdown.
Ooh.
So, Shades,
is it a final countdown?
Old school Mortal Kombat where we had like, arbitrary countdowns and big, you know,
Mortal Monday.
Yeah, yeah, big stuff like that. Here we go again. Nobody really knows exactly what this is counting down to. It ends in about 11 days, so we'll find out.
Probably counting down to another counter.
You know,
that would be awesome.
And that's the only thing it can count down to. I mean, unless it's like an announcement, which who cares?
Yeah, that would suck. But yes, if it like shattered and revealed another clock. That would
be fantastic. That
would be fantastic. Okay, and then real quick, for all you Marvel vs. Capcom 3 fans, this is an awesome rumor. Let's hope it's true. But apparently somebody with way too much time looked at the X-23 character trailer, and they think they've seen a piece of MODOK in her trailer. So it may hint that MODOK may be a playable character in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And he's been vaguely hinted at, sort of. Some of the game makers have said there's going to be a, quote, mind-melting character in the game. So we'll see.
Mm. Oh, he looks mind-melting, all right. Looking at that figure that XV's holding, that's mind-melting, all right.
Yeah.
Yep, there he is. He's going to look just like that, too.
Constipated.
Oh.
Low death.
MODOK.
What else we got? Hey, are you big into the Kinect craze out there?
I want one. Really bad.
Well, are you also into Windows Live Messenger?
No.
What? What's that?
I turn it off.
Oh, sad. Well, if you were, you could play both. You could use both at the same time. For some reason, they have announced that the Kinect video chat will work with Windows Live Messenger at launch.
Giving Messenger enough chat. Oh, Jesus. I'm not giving Messenger enough credit, but it is more popular outside of the United States. It is actually the AIM, which nobody uses anymore anyway.
No one uses AIM.
It's more popular. Like, nowadays, you know, it's GTalk.
But it's Facebook.
Yeah, it's Facebook and a little bit of Twitter and whatever between.
We are nerds. We are in the minority. For me, it's GTalk. For everyone else, it's Facebook.
Facebook chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
IRC.
Oh, yeah. I have Merc right on my desktop right now. And I do. We all know that.
Isn't that like basically integrated into browsers now, right?
What? If Live Messenger?
Well, no. IRC.
Is it?
No, it's not integrated into browsers. There are Java and there are front ends for IRC.
I'm sure there's like a IRC Firefox extension out there.
Well, there is. I know that. I haven't tried it.
Well, the chat at tfradio.net/live is actually an IRC chat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I mean, it has most of the same functions as IRC.
Yeah, literally, I just need to find the channel, log onto it with Merc, and I can be there all the time by myself.
Booyah. Well, here's a question for the Xbox owners in the room here. Xbox Live. Is this the big redesign apparently is coming up?
And it works with Kinect.
You guys look forward to?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Netflix win.
Also.
Yes, that's a
huge. I have no idea. Yes. I guess I'll find out when I get here.
You'll be able to search Netflix and you'll be able to add to your search and add to your queue. That's huge.
That's all I wanted for. I mean, I don't care about the ESPN. I didn't care about Facebook, Last.fm. I want searchable Netflix. That is something. That's money.
And the ESPN is cool, too, because my ISP is one of the ISPs that participates with ESPN, so I'll get that for free. Yeah.
ESPN3.com. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and, of course, I mean, I know I'm a sucker, but the Kinect integration with the natural interface, man, that to me, that is super cool. I want it. I am looking forward to the new interface, and I want Kinect.
Wow!
I will hold off on your judgment there, Brian. I don't know about the Kinect. Like I've said before, I am against the Kinect and the Move and everything. So we'll see.
I'm against the Move because it's crap, but the Kinect looks
just
awesome.
A ripoff.
I'm just gonna get an old U-Force and hook it up to my Xbox. See how that works out.
You know, I would take a Theremin. You know. It's not exactly the U-Force isn't exactly like a theremin, but it works out like a theremin.
Just kind of. I'll hold this one for flying. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fighting. Mario.
Oh God.
Yeah, U-Force.
I like the sound effects. I like the whipping wind. He's so fast.
He's actually doing something on the camera too. It's just
you can't tell on the camera. I mean,
U-Force is true motion control. You know, Power Glove, all you did was this. Like index finger.
That was in the 80s. You got to give it some. You got to give it a.
Yeah, that was like what? Credits.
91.
Oh, Power Glove? Yeah, 90s.
91.
Oh, really?
That was 91. Oh.
Yeah. Well, but still, that is far ago. Time thing.
Did you ever take yours off and just use the control pad? Like, yeah, screw this.
I did that all the time.
Because I wanted to use it.
So you're just like holding this dead hand?
You're holding a dead hand. Creepy. Yeah.
So I was going to use this thing. No matter what, my knuckles are killing me from making Mario miss everything by making my index finger do this. Like, he's missing every single jump. Screw it.
And that totally like didn't work for people with epilepsy or anything.
No.
Two more stories before we get to our topic. Go ahead, XP.
The original cause of carpal tunnel syndrome too.
Your mom was the original reason for carpal tunnel.
Yep.
But Oregon Trail, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Oregon Trail, that's true.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Good old dysentery.
Is that still around, just out of curiosity?
They made a new version of it in the last few years.
Oregon Trail must never die. Wow. There's really no justification for it to die, so it should never die.
Here lies Brian, who died of dysentery.
Fans make a fake movie trailer too.
Yes. I want an MMO of Oregon Trail.
I want to do nothing but ford the river all day.
Yeah, it'd be like,
and then kill your oxen.
Yes. And I'd like link it to my
level
Facebook
up
account
the whole time.
So everyone knows each time I get dysentery, you know? It's like my sister needs a sheep on Farmville, Rob's got dysentery.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you get it, updates your Facebook status.
Awesome.
We need a friggin' trail fighting game.
Oh, you know, the 90s came and went, and there wasn't the obvious Oregon Trail fighting game. Every other game series got a fighting game. Golden Axe, Double Dragon. Oregon Trail, no. You could have been the banker versus the carpenter.
They were probably hitting characters in some game like Killer Instinct.
Dysentery Fireball.
Some plop of brown on the floor.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you know what? I can't think of a good transition, so I'm just going to talk about NBA Elite being delayed. That's the bad news. The good news is that means NBA Jam is a standalone product.
Really?
For PS3 and the 360. Hooray.
Hello.
It's kind of crazy when you think like they were actually going to give NBA, they were actually going to accept the idea that NBA Jam would be basically a glorified pack-in, so this is awesome. NBA Jam gets the attention it deserves.
He's on fire.
When this first came out, we were talking about how we found out that NBA Elite was going to be terrible, so they decided that they would just put NBA Jam as an incentive that everybody would buy it. And now they're like, you know what? NBA Elite is so bad, and NBA Jam is so good, we may as well. I would be surprised if NBA Elite becomes a downloadable content.
NBA Jam is so good, it's debatable. NBA Jam is so hyped, is probably more accurate.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Can I play George
breaking
Clinton?
News in
it's
the
worth
newsroom.
Every penny.
Breaking news. I've been informed that there's huge news with Mega Man Legends 3. Yes.
Yes.
For the 3DS.
Look at the smile.
So I'm going to toss it to our field reporter who brought in this huge news. Take it away.
Dude, Mega Man Legends 3, you know, not that I'm the biggest fan of Mega Man Legends, but it's been, 10 years since we had one of those?
Yeah, 2 came out, yeah, you're right, about 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's like one of the most underrated games of all time, and, you know, it's the fact that, you know, they're making it a launch title. A is incentive for all the nerds out there who are already going to buy a 3DS to buy one. And was that A or B? Is that A? And 2, you know... It's an incentive out there because it's a launch title for all those kids who get a 3DS but don't know what to get. They'll get Mega Man Legends 3D.
Blue Bomber.
Yeah.
And you will find out more at New York Comic Con, which starts next Friday.
Yeah, so this is really sweet. I'm really pleased by that. The only thing that can make it better is if we got like another Adventure Island game.
Mm. Or Star Tropics.
Star Tropics would be acceptable. Star Tropics 3 would be fantastic.
Yeah. And I don't have to dunk the manual in water to figure out something either.
This is like the year of games that have not been around like in 10 years.
Kid Icarus.
I'm just happy for Bust a Move to come back.
Aren't we all? aren't we all?
Nobody knows
what they are. I know what it is.
Hey, who? Okay, so in the show notes, who slapped down Mojo Wejo?
That
and
was
who
me.
Can talk about it.
Okay.
Who slapped this guy?
Anybody who is less, who is of age that is not 18, please put your earmuffs on at this point. Turn off the podcast or something.
Uh-oh.
Because it is, an add-on. There you go, Brian. It is an add-on to
it
the
sure
Wii
is.
Remote, which is a
vibrator.
That would be great.
No, it's
with
true.
Mario.
Click on the link.
Very naughty. Very naughty.
Yeah. There are two different. So it's Mojo Ouija, which is controlled. It can. You can. According to their tagline, you can Mojo Ouija with someone in the same room. Mojo Ouija with someone over the internet and Mojo Ouija by yourself.
Best carnival games party ever.
There are two types of attachments.
Very, very kinky, thank you.
There are two types of attachments. One looks like a hand, like a
robot hand.
Claw.
Pinchers.
And the other one looks strangely like a like
baseball bat.
Like a baseball bat. A grip of a baseball bat, exactly. And, you know, this would be a perfect stocking stuffer, apparently, because it'll be
literally
around sometime in 2020.
I'll stuff her stocking.
Is that exactly what you're insinuating? Like an adult toy? Seriously?
Yep. No, that's not what I'm insinuating.
Because I was going to say, oh my gosh, you're freaking kidding me.
It's a real product, but actually, I am not condoning Not condoning. I am not promoting.
I think
this
you just did.
How many people? Admittedly, how many DualShocks out there weren't, you know, violated by people doing this, or even Rumble Packs?
That might be one of the reasons why PlayStation Sony did not make the boomerang PlayStation 3 controller.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Yeah.
It's just that when I saw this, and there are videos on MojoWeejo.com.
I'm not watching.
No. They're
active. Name.
So there's nothing crazy.
So it is just it is a game, but it's not what you're saying it is, right?
It's a game for adults.
adult game.
But you know what's awesome? Someone modded. Someone modded a Dreamcast VMU into a iPod Nano. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. We will post the link when the show is posted about that. That is awesome. Who doesn't like a little kit bashing and Sega nostalgia?
Yeah, a little nostalgia. That was cool, too.
Yeah, makes beautiful music. Hey, let's get to our topic real quick. And
please.
I don't know about you.
In fact,
I'm almost certain most of us subscribed to video game mags back in the day, back in the golden age. So
absolutely.
I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about just that. The golden age of video game mags, EGM, GamePro, all that good stuff. I want to talk about what our favorite rags were, but you know, also, just real quick, we've talked briefly about it before, but kind of talk about it in depth. Is the new EGM really working for you? Is that like, does that feel like an acceptable modern version of what we had back in the day? So, Brian, I'll start with you. Back in the good old days, what was like your favorite rag?
Honestly, I think I had the fondest memories of the Nintendo Fan Club newsletter. I love that. It wasn't out for that long, but it was like when Nintendo was new and fresh, and you know, it was like, oh, this is the future and dreams can come true on your TV screen. And the Nintendo Fan Club or Fun Club, what was it, Rob?
Fun Club
was just was awesome. I had most of the issues. The few that I don't, I have in CBR, and I totally love that. But I probably spent the most time with game players, the Guide to Nintendo Games, I think it was.
Those novels?
No. They were it was a magazine. Had a white cover. They relaunched it around the time of the Super Nintendo, but it was originally a Nintendo Guide, or a Nintendo magazine. I just really enjoyed that. I would read that from cover to cover. And, of course, you know, I read EGM and GamePro. GamePro at one point wasn't that bad. Actually, GamePro is GamePro is pretty good right now. But I read a little bit of everything. I think I had the first several issues of Nintendo Power, which, you know, Nintendo Power was okay, but it was a little overproduced. And what is it? What's the magazine that GameStop puts out?
Game Informer.
Game Informer. When Game Informer was owned by, was it Funko?
Mm-hmm. Funko Land.
Yeah, Funko Land, because Funko Land eventually was rolled into GameSpot.
Just like every other game.
GameStop, yeah. But so Funko Land's Game Informer, when it was like a little leaflet, just like Nintendo Fun Club. You know, little, almost like zine-type things. I mean, that's what I've enjoyed the most. Because it was like, it was more, yeah, it was like, yeah, it was like, it was more, it's more intimate. It's like, you know, really passionate fans produce this. And, you know, it's kind of like you're sharing something special. When Nintendo Power rolled out...
Mojo Wijo.
Exactly. It's overproduced, and, you know, it kind of loses that personal touch, so...
Yeah, I definitely think when it starts feeling commercial, that was kind of, like, the problem, I think, towards the end of even, like, big mags like EGM. It started feeling like it was just, like, a bunch of ads, frankly.
It was always ads, but the ads just, they became obtrusive. It's like, yes. Oh, this is obvious, you know, it's like, oh, now it's, it, when the ads were like part of the magazine, when you could actually take it as like, you know, if reading the ad was as enjoyable to you as, or as informative to you as reading the magazine, you know, but when game ads just became, you know, pictures of, you know, half naked breasts, with a tattoo and stuff like that, it's kind of like, eh, you know, I can see that on the internet, or I can see that on Skinamax. I don't really need to see that in my EGM.
Yeah, scrambled porn back then. Yeah, absolutely. Channel 99.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I almost see
to
it.
Get back into Mojo Wijo.
I can't say... The only magazine that actually I ever really liked... I've had EGM before and everything. I still like Game Informer a lot. I think... I don't know. Maybe I'm the sucker for doing it, but I really do like the fact that they pretty much talk about a brand new game that nobody has ever heard of every month. And that's huge. I mean, the fact that they're able to do that. This month, not so much because they have Bioshock Infinite, but they did shed a lot more light on the actual game itself. But, you know, they broke Arkham City. They broke
War for Cybertron, too.
War for Cybertron. I guess because they are affiliated with GameStop, that they're able to have this much pull. And like I said in the chat room, though, unfortunately, print media is going the way of the dodo at this point. But I think reading that kind of, like, a magazine, like, for gaming is definitely something that I don't see myself going away from for quite a while.
I have a subscription to Nintendo Power now because it was $5. And I am honestly really looking forward to the current issue. I saw it at Walmart. I haven't received my copy yet, which is a 25-year retrospective on the NES. And I'm like really stoked to get that.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I've kept pretty much still have my subscription to Nintendo Power, of course. But there was this one magazine that came out right a bit around the middle of the 16-bit wars. Because, you know, I was huge on EGM when they were the size of phone books.
Next Gen?
Next
Generation was amazing.
Well, there was this one. It was like a mix. I want to say Flux, but I might be wrong with the name of the magazine. It had it was mostly games and videos, and then it had toys, as well as music and movies, but it didn't just like, it wasn't like an entertainment magazine. It was like an honest to God, well put together magazine with like, it'd be like a skinhead on the cover and Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, like a really well done, badass dork magazine. I really wish I could remember. It didn't last long, but it was like honest. It was like, you know, you read like, say, Entertainment Tonight and it's got a review of a game. The game came out 2 months ago and you don't care. This was like, I wish that thing never went away because it was like great. Yeah, that magazine, I can't remember. That was the best one.
That was the best one.
It was so great that it left a lasting impression of 5 seconds.
Yes. Well, when you have EGM next to it, like the size of the Bible for like the same price, what do you think people... It's got like 50 posters.
Admittedly, EGM was only that big for like an 8-month period.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like a summer, basically.
How many secrets from Mortal Kombat's in this issue? One.
Yeah, it was like late 90. It was like very late 93 to like late 94. You know.
Yeah.
What was
around what? What was like Mortal Kombat 2-ish?
Mortal Kombat 2, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, good really, times. EGM GamePro was cool when they had the comic. I thought.
Adventures of GamePro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? That was cool. I actually kind of got into that as a kid. I kind of looked forward to that story.
It was kind of bloody, too, wasn't it?
That's kind of awesome that they made a comic.
Yeah, GamePro is their superhero that ran around in tights and a flashlight in video game worlds. And, like, the frog from Blaster Master beat the crap out of him, and he was all bloody and all sorts of stuff. It was like, I was 12, blood, awesome.
There are a couple magazines actually now that I would recommend. Like I think it's Retro Gamer, is I think that's a UK magazine.
It's expensive, but it's
expensive.
Worth it.
But also, if you don't mind digital copies, it's a fanzine. But I've gladly paid it. It's at classicvgm.com. I've actually thought about volunteering and writing for these guys. They put out with all that extra time I have, exactly. They put out the issues that are $2 a piece.
Multitask.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Or I could, you know, I could just not work.
quit your job.
I could quit my job.
Just quit. Yeah.
And
it's not that hard, right?
You know, no, I did it before. And you know, they're short, maybe 12 to 20 pages, but they try to lay it out like a classic gaming magazines. They talk about, personally, that's what I'm the most interested in, is classic gaming. You know, that's my passion. I'm playing Halo Reach right now, but
I saw you on there last
time. Yeah.
But you hate it.
I don't hate it. I miss
hate is such a hot, strong word, right?
Yeah, I miss being Master Chief, because like, oh yeah, these guys are Spartans. Oh, but they're not Halo Reach around. Way to go, Rob. But you know, Master Chief is augmented.
Mojo Weecho.
Yeah, Master Chief is augmented and godlike. So you
know. To tell you the truth, at first in the beginning, Halo Reach was like, man, I kind of do miss that. But actually, as you progress further and further into the story, it actually gets really good.
Yeah, Triplet has already finished it. He loves it.
I have converted. Whoa. Before I was like, it's. Oh, I finished the campaign already. It's not very long.
Does Triplet just blow through stuff?
Yes.
Halos have pretty short campaigns, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They do. The campaign is not very long.
But yeah, but going back to what I was saying, though, I would recommend everyone go out and download the latest issue of Classic VGM. If you like classic gaming at all, it's $2 an issue. It's totally worth it.
There's this one UK magazine which was just amazing, but they had to. Just it's print, so it went out. It's called like NFan or something. It was nothing but like a supersized Nintendo Power with game reviews, game stuff, just anything. It was like a Nintendo fanzine that was professionally published, and it was great because it'd be like $10, which is expensive. Came out every 2 months, but it was loaded with crap. Like you'd buy it, and it'd be like, wow, a ton of Nintendo toys in here, and it was like whatever they could shove in that little baggie before they mailed them to Barnes and Nobles was in there. It was like pens, stickers, posters. Wii points. I mean,
it sounds like it sounds like the Titan Transformers magazine, because they put all sorts of crap in that.
Yeah, this was a great magazine, but like I said, first off, Nintendo Power runs on the grace of I don't know how it's still going when everything else has suffered.
Nintendo has to supplement that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're losing money on it.
Nintendo doesn't make it. They sold it. I mean,
yeah. But it's future, so any day now.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So yeah, but you're right. They must support it somehow.
Somehow.
If anything, magazine, like ad buys and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Something. Well, hey, guys. Awesome conversation. Like every week, we like to keep New Soundwave a little snappy, a little shorter than our mothership brand, RFC. So I think we'll wrap up the show for this week. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. By the way... Since we've started our Twitter campaign over the last couple weeks, I think we've had good response. If you follow us on Twitter, TF Radio on Twitter, you will be rewarded with some crazy links, some video game related craziness when the show's posted. I will tease just one link. I'm going to post an awesome commercial that combines Dhalsim, Ryu, and sneakers. and Korean knockoffs all together, all in one. Oh, and Eye of the Tiger. You're going to love it. All of this stuff in like 30 seconds. It all happens together.
So where can we find that, John?
You're going to find that on Twitter.
When New Sound Twitter Wave Theater.
Twitter Theater, yeah, for New Soundwave. So when New Soundwave is posted, we'll post the link to that, and you'll get to see why somebody thought Ryu hawking sneakers was a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Considering he wears them.
Yeah, he loves right. his shoes.
Well Ryu yeah, is like a
famous barefoot characters in Street Fighter.
He is also a collector of dress shirts and ties.
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll post that. Oh, nice. You're going to love it. And like I said, hey, check out all the other shows at tfradio.net. And follow us again on Twitter. And if you have any ideas for the show, please email us. You can find all the contact information on TFRadio.
Hey, we have a voicemail.
No, we do.
We have a voicemail.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, not you, is it?
Yeah. Like it, sir.
931-99-GOBOT. So if you want to, everyone's got a phone, just call us 931-99-GOBOT. Let us know.
I thought you meant.
May apply.
Yeah, I thought you meant
we actually have a.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that somebody left a voicemail for like New Soundwave.
No, yeah. No, not yet.
Ryan did, but it wasn't.
I left it for superhero time.
Yes.
You're gonna. You should play that XV.
No.
So sad. Hey, well, on that note, the note of XV saying no for the millionth time, this is John DeLuda for the guys and gal on New Soundwave. We'll see you next week.
I said no to your mom.
She didn't say no to nothing. Yeah.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuda, Brian Gilbert, XV. Lady Rick, Dweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.